We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the bottom of Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, the two dots. V'chein Hagedelos. In the Mishnah, it brought down a few cases where Eliezer holds that Yemechayiv and Chum hold that Yosser on Shabbos only Midrabbanan, not the Chayiv Midraisa. And the last three cases were Hagedelos, V'Kecheles, and V'Kesses. Gedelos means they braid the hair. Kecheles means they put on eye makeup. And Pekesas means Tupshat Merashi. Either means they straighten out the hair with like a comb, or they put on a certain type of dough on their face to make the skin red. Zok to Gemara. Gedelos, Kecheles, and Pekesas. Shomai Mechaiva. What are you chayiv for those three things? Amar Rav Avon Amreis, Rachanino, Gedelos, Yechayiv. That means braiding the hair, Shomai Regas. Yechayiv because of Oirig, weaving. Kecheles, coloring the eyes, putting eye makeup around the eyes, Mishum Kesevis, Yechayev, because of Ksiva. Pekeses, which we said is Tupshatim Rashi, Mishum Tava. It's because of Tviya, because of spinning. So Rashi is, and either Pshat, you can say Pshat is spinning, either because the hair, you fix the hair with your fingers, you're making it straight, it's like spinning it. Or the way they put the dough on is by spinning the dough. That's what Amar first wanted to say, Pshat. So tomorrow, Amru Rabbaran Kameh Rabbavo, V'chiderech Hariga V'kach. Is that the derech of weaving? And like Tosfos explains, the question is that even though you could have weaving by hairs, but since it's attached to the head, that's not the derech of weaving. That's one pshat. Another pshat is because it's not going to be miskayim. It's going to come apart. So it's not derech harigav kach. Derech ksiva v'kach is a derech ksiva to write on someone's face. V'chiderech tviya v'kach, is that the way of spinning? So it can't be that pshat why yechayiv according to Rabbi Eliezer is because it's arigo, or ksiva, or tviya. Elam ravo, l'divim farashna mid Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. I was explained from Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, pshat in the Mishnah is like this. Kecheles, ishim tseivas. The reason why it's also to put on eye makeup is because the isra of tseiveya, of dying. Gedelos, or pekeses, fixing the hair, or putting on the dough on the face, if you want Shan Rashi, Mishum Boina. That's an Isser of Boina. Freit the Gemara, Chiderach Binyan Mekach, is a braiding here, a type of Binyan? Where says, yeah, in, Kedarash Rav Shimon Menasya. Rav Shimon Menasya Darash, it says in the Pasuk regarding Odom and Chava, that it says, Hashem built Chava, even Hashem Lekim Sa'atzela, that Hashem built the Tzela. And there in the Pasuk it says, even Hashem like Kimmer said, "Say what's Vayivamin." So Rav Shimon Menasseh Darash is Velamed Shekila Karish Baruch Hu LeChava. That Karish Baruch Hu braided the hair of Chava and brought him Vaviyetz Adam, brought her to Adam Rishon. Shekem Krach Hayom Karam LeKalisa Benisa. They call braiding the hair Benisa. You see, in the pasuk says Vayiven, and we Darash it means braiding the hair. So you see, it's called Binyan. So according to Rav Eliezer, the reason why Chayv for these three things is Kecheles is Seveya. And Kedelos of Pekeses, which is a way of fixing the hair, if you want Pshat Rashi on Pekeses, that's the Issa Boina. Now, why does the Rabbanon argue on this? So the reason Rabbanon argue is like this, that the Rabbanon hold that Tzviya, there's no Tzviya Midaraisa on skin of a person. It's only Issa the Rabbanon, because doim with the Tzviya. And the same thing when you braid someone's hair, or Pikos, which is either braiding the hair, or it's Tapi Yipa Aguf, also there's no Binyan Midaraisa by Sarah Adam. And that's what we talk about. There's no tzviya midaraisa by if someone puts on makeup, it's usher as there are midarabonim, like there are bonim, but there's no issa deraisa for tzviya on our habasa. So tomorrow, right? The Tanya of Shimon Lozo Imer, Gedeles, Koicheles, Upekeses, La'atzma Batura. Rav Shimon Lozo is explaining Rabbi Eliezer's Shita that Rabbi Eliezer says Yechayiv for braiding the hair or putting on the eye makeup. Or pekeses is dafka if you do it for someone else. But la'atzma patura, l'chavir t'chayeves. Why la'atzma patura? Rashi explains, because you can't do a good braid on yourself. You can't do a good eye makeup on yourself. You can do much better on someone else. Therefore, it's only a deraisa when you're doing it for someone else, not for yourself. And then Rav Shimon Loza is another thing. Rechein ha'v Rav Shimon Loza oimer, unrelated thing. Meshum Rav Eliezer. I said something else from Rav Eliezer. Isha le'savir sirak al panel b'nei shetzava'as. A Isha should not put on red dye, like blush, on her face on Shabbos, because that's Seveya de Raisa according to Rabbi Eliezer. Zot the Gemara Vaita, Tan Rabbanim, Lintan Abraisa. Hachoylev, someone milks a cow. Va'mechabetz, someone who starts the process of making cheese. And Rashi has two pshatim, what mechabetz means. When someone, how do you make cheese? You take milk, and you put in the milk a piece of the stomach called the keva, and that lets out some enzymes that's called rennet, and that starts the cheese process. And they used to put it into like a basket with holes in it, and all the liquid dripped out, and we were left with cheese. So mechabetz either means putting the keva into the cholov, that's one pshat Rashi, or it means putting into the basket to let it drip out. But either or, it's the start. It's starting the curdling of making the cheese. That's mechabetz. Vamegabein, that's actually after you have the whole mush of cheese, you make it into a block of cheese. That's called megabein. So these three things, if someone does it, is chayiv kegroigris. When he does a shear of a dried fig, that's the shear, he's chayiv for these three things. The Gemara soon will explain what's the chayiv for these three things. Another halacha, mechabed, someone sweeps a dirt floor, v'merabetz, or he pours water on the dirt floor to get the dust to go down, v'aroy dechalis dvash, or someone takes out pieces of the honeycomb, he takes out like chalis dvash, like little wafers of honey from the honeycomb, he takes that out. Shogah b'Shabbos chayev chatos. If he does it b'shogah on Shabbos, he chayev chatos. His is b'yontif. If someone has amazing b'yontif, loika abayim, he gets malchus. Basically, the Rebbe Eliezer is saying these things are all deraisa. V'chom reimrim echad zeh ein el shum shvus. Sai Shabbos and sai yontif is only osam and derabbanan. And according to Rashi Shita, the Chachamim are arguing mainly by merabetz and by roide chalis dvash. L'chara, the ratio of the braisa, choylev mechabetz and megabin, for sure he agrees, the rabbanon agree that's the raisa. Just they all go on the second part of the braisa of sweeping and rebuts and chalis dvash. It could be sweeping, even there, Rashi Shita is that even sweeping the Racham holds the raisa. Just by rebuts, where it's not a psik ratio, and we'll see what the shaila is, it's not a psik ratio, there they hold that it's only osam d'rabbanan. What's the issa of mechabit sweeping? We'll see in the Gemara. But the issa is that when they sweep it, they mash the gumais, they fill up the holes in the ground, they make the ground smooth, so it's issa because of boina. And when you put the water on also, it could be it'll cause the earth to fill up also, with because you'll move the sand back and forth, and then also it come to boina. And that's a shalav, that's a psik ratio or not, and that's why Antena Mechavin, they're really trying to get the dust down, so therefore that's where Rabbanon will hold that it's not a problem because he holds not psik ratio. It's only with Rabbanon. So like upon him, we have in this braisa six different things. We have cholev, mechavetz, megabin. That's the cheese milking. They're making the cheese. That everyone agrees the raisa. Then you have mechabed, merabetz, roi dechalas dvash. That's the machloikis. Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer. We said maybe mechabed, everyone agrees. So the Gemara Vayit, Rav Nachman Aguria Iklul in Ardoi. Rav Nachman Aguria went in Ardoi. Boi Menei, they asked him, Choylev Meshumai Mechayev, why are you chayev for milking a cow? Amalhu Meshum Choylev, the chayev because of Choylev. What does that mean? We'll see this there. Mechabetz, they asked him, why is Mechabetz chayev? Meshumai Mechayev, Amalhu Meshum Mechabetz. He says, because Mechabetz. Mechabetz, remember, is the case of making, throwing, putting the keva into the milk to make it start curdling, or to put it into that basket where it drips out, the liquid drips out. Megabin, making the cheese, Meshumai Mechayev, Amalhu Meshum Megabin. It's Megabin. They told him, what are you talking about? Rabbi cut the was your Rebbe a person who just cut down reeds in the agam in the swamps? Like he didn't explain your pshat. He just told you what's pshat? Which issa the rice? Which issa on Shabbos is this for? Which issa on Shabbos is chayla for? Also shol bei medrasha. So Rav Nachman Meguria Taka, you know, he said, I don't know pshat. So he went to the Beis Medrash and he asked, what is pshat in these? What's these things also for? Amrulei choylev, they told him choylev is chayev mishum mefarik. Milking a cow is chayev mishum mefarik. Mefarik means taking something that's covered and uncovering it, which is a tolda of dosh. An example of mefarik would be schita. You take a grape and squeeze out the grape. That's a type of mefarik. So choylev is like in that family, in the schita family, it's chayev mishum dosh, chayev mishum mefarik. That's how Rashi learns that mefarik is from dosh. Rashi actually brings down from others that say it's a koitzer, it's a type of koitzer. It goes in the issa koitzer of cutting off something in makom geduloi. But Rashi does not like that pshat. And there are other pshatim in cholev in the Rishonim, but when we go with Rashi's Pshat, the Meshumafarik means it's als dosh. Dosh means threshing, which means taking off the bran off the kernels. This is similar to that also. This is covered by the udders and taking the milk out. So Yichayim Meshumafarik. That's what I told them. Mechabetz, when you make the cheese, that means putting the keva into the milk to separate and to curdle it. That's chayim shem barer, because you're taking out the psoilus, which is the liquid from the cheese. So that's mechabetz. Megabein, making the cheese, chayim shem boina. You are chayim because of boina, of binyan, because you're making now a nice block, chayim shem binyan. So those are those three things. That's why you're chayim for those three things. So it's got a shaila that we know that's machlokes in the Gemara, and it's also Rishonim, if ain binyan b'stira b'kelim or not. So here you see this binyan, because usually maybe you think binyan's only in a mechubar digger thing, in a house, or something mechubar l'karka. Here we see this binyan even in a cheese, so you see binyan b'kelim. So Taisa's shita always is that if you make something from scratch, then even by kelim, there's binyan v'kelim. So if you taisa this is very geshmak, why this is binyan. But according to Rashi, that hold a different pshat, you have to know why it's exactly, is it called binyan? Is it called binyan? It could be as far as going according to the Rabbanan. It's a ihara, what's the binyan according to the man, the armor hold that ain't binyan v'kelim. But upon him, the three things are chaylev is mishum afarik, mechabit shum bayra, and megab mishum bayna. Next thing is a mechabit, v'amarabit, v'rayit, v'chalas dvash. Next three things we said, maybe it's machlekes, rabbi yes, and chachomim, sweeping, and marabit is getting dust down, v'rayit, v'chalas dvash, taking out the honey wafers off the honeycomb. Shagav, shabbos, chayv, chatas, hez, v'yontav, look, rabbom, div, rabbi yes. Omarab, alozor, my time with rabbi yes, what's pshat, rabbi yes, what's pshat by yaris dvash? Bishlom mechabed and merabitz, we understand the iser. It's a binyan because you're fixing the floor. It's a dirt floor. You sweep the dirt floor. You're being mashve gumois. So therefore, that's iser deraisa of binyan. Same thing merabitz. When you pour the water on it, it also causes the floor to flatten out, and it's a problem mashve gumois. But what's the problem with taking something off a honeycomb on Shabbos? Zokta Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yezer, the chsiv. It says in the pasuk by Yonason, that he was in the forest and he was very hungry. He didn't know, he told him the whole story there. He didn't know that Shaul said no one's allowed to eat anything, they have to fast, but he didn't know. And it says, Vayitbol Oysoi, he stuck a stick by Yaris Tavash into the honey and he had some honey. Vichima inyan Yar ate a Tavash. What does a forest have to do with Tavash? Say, but Tavash, what's Yaris Tavash? Elimloch, my Yar, I tell us when I'm Shabbos Chayb Chatas, heckish. It's like Yar, a forest. If we take something off it on Shabbos Chayb Chatas, Av Chalis Tavash, I read the man of Shabbos Chayb Chatas. Same thing, take something off a honeycomb, is Chayb Chatas on Shabbos. And we learn from here that a honeycomb is called Mechubar Deraisa. Let's learn from this Psukkim. It's called Mechubar Deraisa. Talk to Maravaita, a little halacha legavi, sweeping the floor. Ameimer shara zilcha b'mechuzah. Ameimer said that he paskin in mechuzah that you're allowed to pour water on the floor. Why? Because there, like Rashi says, the floors in that city were not made out of earth, it was made out of stone, and therefore there's no shaila of binyan. Ameimer shara zilcha b'mechuzah. Oma taimai rabbanan dilma asa shuri gumois. What's the reason it's asa is? Because maybe you're going to fix up the holes, flatten out the holes. Here, there's no gumais, and therefore it is mutter to put water on the floor because there is no gumais. And that's one of the reasons why Mezman Hazel, we're allowed to sweep the floor, is because most of our floors in our cities are made out of stone or tile, and therefore there's no shayla mashver gumais. Look, Gemara Vayit, another Gemara. This Gemara is talking about where it was earthen floors. Rava Tosefa Ashkel Ravina to come at Star Mahavla. Rava found Ravina that he was sitting in his house, and the dust was bothering him. V'amrila, or the story of someone else, Makashisha read the Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi, the Kamen Star Mahavla, he found Rav Ashi, who was sitting in his house, and the dust was bothering him. Amalei, lo yisovu le mar l'ho de Tanya, you never heard this braisa. It says, Haroitz l'rabbi, says, Beit v'Shabbos, if someone wants to clean his floor on Shabbos, get the dust down on Shabbos, what do? This is going according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, that's only mid the Rabbanon to do Merabits. So then you're allowed to do Harama. What's the Harama? Harama means you do a trick. What do? Maybe Areva, you bring a bucket mali mayim full of water. But reichitz upon of zavazu, you wash your face in this corner. Yadav zavazu, your hands in this corner. Raglav zavazu, your feet in this corner. Menimtza by it's Rabbi Tzvayla. We see that the floor gets cleaned by itself. The floor gets clean. Gets you know the dust goes down by itself because the rabbanon said it's aser because enim eskavin is also according to Rabbi Yehuda maybe, but here they allowed you to do harama since only aser rabbanon. Because it's only a chshash rachoik that it's going to be mashal gumay. So therefore, in this case, they allowed harama when you're trying to clean the floor. So Rava found Ravino, or Makashisha found Rav Ashi, and they asked him, "You never heard this braisa? So why are you sitting here in the dust? Why do you do this etza? Amalei lava datoi. I forgot this heter. It's one pshat, or he doesn't hold this heter. It's another pshat Rashi. So tomorrow, I don't know how halacha tana. Isha Chachama, her Isha, who is a Isha of a Talmud Chacham, Mabetzah's base of a Shabbos. She is allowed to do Harbatza, get the water, to get dust down on Shabbos. She could do that with a Harama. She's allowed to do it. Because Dafka Isha Talmud Chacham, we don't let an Isha Talmud Chacham do Harama because we're scared they're going to think you're allowed to do it even regular. But an Isha Talmud Chacham is allowed to do it, like Rashi is a different Harama, she could wash her Kalim there, and therefore, that's how you'll get the dust to go down. Zokta Gemara ends off by Idna the Sphirulon, Karab Shimon. We, passing like Rab Shimon, holds the Dovah Shein Meskav as Mutter, then Shari, you let it do even Lechatrila. Fill Lechatrila, you let it be Merabit Sabayas with the water, because you're not being, you have no Kavana to fill up the Gumois, and therefore it's Mutter to get the dust down with water, even Lechatrila, because we hold the Rab Shimon, Shein Meskav as Mutter. But you can't sweep, because sweeping, you're being mashal gumois with the maisa, and it's psik reisha. Here, it's not a psik reisha, you're just pouring water on it, it's not a psik reisha. Therefore, fear of Shimon, since any miskavin here trying to get the dust down, not trying to flatten the floor, therefore it's mutter, even lekatchila.